Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Welcome back, gamers, to Budget Arcade, the number one free-to-play video game review podcast in the world. And in the normal weeks, we typically have a free-to-play video game that we rate and review. But in these off weeks, I typically go it alone, and I either bring you some video game news, or I bring you video game review, tell you what I've been playing, tell you what's coming in the on the gaming calendar for whatever month. However, this week, I have a guest with me. And this is not just any old guest. This is probably the most important guest that's ever been on this podcast. Her name is Bella, and she is my 12-year-old daughter. You can find her on YouTube at Bell Taco. That's BellTaco, all one word. Give her a subscribe. Hit the subscribe button. Give her a follow. She posts videos on her channel on a semi-frequent basis. But the videos she posts on her channel have to do with why she is on the show today. So we're going to be talking about one of the hottest video games on the planet right now. One of the biggest subscriber base, biggest money makers. We're going to be talking about Roblox. And I'm going to ask Bella here, Bell Taco, why she plays Roblox and what entices her as a 12-year-old, as a preteen young girl, why she plays Roblox and what is it that is appealing to her in order to maybe give some insight that wouldn't normally be there on this show. So, Bella, would you like to say hello?
Hi.
That's Bella. So, Bella, and her nickname is Ninja, so I will refer to her as such throughout this podcast. So, tell us about your experience playing Roblox, and what is it that entices you or makes you want to play the game so frequently?
Well, there's a lot of other games on it, so it's much more fun of it just being one game. So you can play multiple games at, you know, any time you want, and there's multiple choice, so...
What does that mean, that there's multiple games? There's, like, games inside of the game?
Yeah, there's games inside of the game. Like, all different kinds.
Maybe give us an example of a game that's inside of Roblox that is pretty popular right now, you've been playing along with your friends, right? Which one is that?
There's Brookhaven, and then there's Bloxburg that me and my friends play a lot. There's, like, different obbies, like parkour and stuff also, which those are really fun, too.
What about the Squid Game game inside Roblox? You played that one, right?
Yeah. I don't really play often now, but I did a lot, say a few months ago.
Oh, when Squid Game was real popular. On Squid Game is the Netflix Korean language Survivor horror thriller, but there's a the game Squid Game on Roblox, and that can anybody make a game inside Roblox, or does it have to be the people that made the actual Roblox game?
No, you can make your own game. I think maybe, I don't know if you have to get, like you have to tell the people that you want to do that or something, but I'm pretty sure that anyone can make any game if they wanted to. It's not like you have to pay, or it's like, it's just the creators that have to do it.
Okay. So how many people can play in a Roblox game at once? Do you know?
Well, there's all different, like, some games it's like only up to 10, or maybe it's like you can go to like 1,000 or something like that.
1,000 players?
Well,
that's probably not right.
Maybe in different servers.
Oh, okay. Right. So each individual game inside Roblox has its own server. You get into a lobby and wait for the game to start, wait for the players to get in. And that's what you and your friends do, right?
Yeah.
Now, can you pick... Do you have, like, a friend group on Roblox? Or is it just you know your friends on Roblox, and so you all just meet up in a room? Or can you notify each other when you play?
Well, there's, like, you can chat with people on Roblox. But you can, like, you know, you friend people and you can see that they're playing a game. So whenever you get on Roblox, you can, like, chat to your friend or whatever and say that you're playing this game or something. You can also invite them to a Roblox game once you get into the game.
Okay. So when you are in whatever game you're playing, so you have a character. You have what do they call it? Avatar? You can outfit this avatar to look like anything you want, to wear whatever clothes you want the character to wear, hats, shirts, pants, any other, like, is that free, or do you have to pay for that?
You have to use Robux, which is, you know, you have to pay money in order to get Robux, which Robux is Roblox money to buy clothes or whatever you want to wear for your avatar, because if you don't, you'll end up with a regular, what they call noob avatar.
Oh, you'd be a noob avatar. All right. So Robux is the in-game currency, the in-game money that you purchase with real money in order to spend in the game. So... how much money have you spent on Roblox? Real money. Is it a lot?
Well, I don't know, because I started off getting like 800 Robux, which I'm pretty sure 800 is $10.
Okay. So you have this in-game currency, this is the Robux, that can go towards customization options for your avatar. What else can you buy?
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
How with Robux?
Well, Bloxburg actually costs 25 Robux, so some games cost Robux, and you can buy games, like, if there's a game that you really want. Like, whenever I first went onto Roblox, I wanted to try out Bloxburg because all my friends who played it before me were telling me how it was super fun, but they had gotten Robux before I had, so they got the game, and so I tried to get it, but it costs money. So.
And you were out of Robux, yeah. Right? Yeah. What else? Can you buy anything else other than customization, avatar options, and in-game games? Can you buy anything else with the Robux?
You can buy, like, VIP for some games, and a lot of games, like, you can buy different types of, sometimes, like, there's these, like, these obbies or whatever, like parkour and stuff, and you can buy, like, skip a stage or something like that, so you can use your Robux for that.
Okay.
Cool.
So what's the player base, the people that play the game on a consistent basis, like you and your friends, what are they like? Have you ever heard of like the term toxic? And like some games, the player base can be very toxic. It's because they make fun of people, or they use vulgar language, or anything like that. Now, Roblox doesn't have chat, like voice chat, do they? No. So there is no voice chat on Roblox. It's just word chat, right? You just type on the keyboard, and you. So what is the culture like in game from the player base? Is it nice? Is it mean? Is it non-existent, where you know people don't really talk? What's it like?
Well, some people can be like, you can join a game and you look in chat and you just see how people are arguing, because a lot of people do that. Like if you're playing like a horror game or something, and like you get to be the horror person or something, like you're the monster or whatever you want to call it, and like I guess you do something wrong or something and someone like gets mad at you for doing it, that could happen. It could be mean. And then, but also there's some games where it's very silent and nobody talks in it. And then also some people can be very nice, like role play, which like you can have like a family, and so it's like you can have a fake family in the game, so it'd be nice like that.
Okay, so for the majority of the time the games are nice. People aren't mean, right?
Yeah.
Okay. So what makes you continuously want to come back and play Roblox? Is it just the gameplay, like you enjoy running around and doing whatever the in-game game is, or is it, you know, is it a builder like Minecraft where you can build your own level? Is it something that you and your friends can do and it's very easy, so you and your friends can get into it and have a good time? What makes you continuously want to play Roblox?
Well, some games, they update, and so there can be, like, new things on the game. So, like, Brookhaven updates every, like, it's, like, has a season update, which is fun and cool. And then also, like, sometimes there can be a different and new games. Like, I like playing the horror games because I do see, like, different and new types of Roblox horror games and stuff, which is fun because you can experience them with your friends and laugh and scream with each other.
Got it. And you and your friends like to FaceTime while you're playing because once again you're 12, and so you don't have your own Twitch channel, but you and your friends like to FaceTime while you're playing, so they can see your reactions, you can see their reactions. Well, cool. I think we got a pretty good understanding for why a 12-year-old like yourself wants and likes to play Roblox. It's a game that is easy to get into. From your experience, the player base isn't toxic. They're constantly updating the game with new stuff, and it's free to play, which fits this podcast. So thanks, Bell Ninja, Bell Taco. Make sure you give her a subscribe to her channel on YouTube. I'm pretty sure it's youtube.com/Bell Taco. Anyways, you search Bell Taco in the search bar, you'll find it. So a shorter episode today. You know, next week we're playing Candies and Curses. It's pretty good roguelike, I don't even know what you call it, it's not even a platformer, I guess it's a platformer, but it's roguelike, it's 8-bit, and so it's got a unique feel to it, and it's an actual game. If you ask Jeff, it's an actual game, and he likes actual games, So make sure you join us next week as we review that one. We're going to have a guest on for that one. I won't be there, but you make sure you join Scott, Jeff, and special guest for that one. If you want to get in touch with us, you can find us on all your social media platforms, Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, YouTube, TikTok. We're on all of them at Budget Arcade. So make sure you give us a follow and a like and a subscribe. If you want to support the podcast, you can join our Discord and become a Patreon subscriber. That's patreon.com/budgetarcade. And with your subscription, you get premium access to the Budget Arcade Patreon channel, and you get the behind the scenes tour of all things Budget Arcade, and get to hang out with me, Scott, Jeff, and everybody else you've heard on this podcast. So make sure you do that. We'd love to hear from you. Our music is provided by Stimage. You can find his music at metroidmetal.com, and we'll see you next week.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.